taken fine care of by a wise old man who had worked in gardens of this sort all his life. At this part of the Arrigory, Demi put his head on one side like an inquisitive bird and fixed his bright eye on his uncle's face as if he suspected something and was on the watch. But Mr. Bear looked perfectly innocent and went on glancing from one young face to another with a grave, wistful look that said much to his wife, who knew how earnestly he desired to do his duty in these little garden plots. As I tell you, some of these beds were easy to cultivate, that means to take care of, Daisy, and others were very hard. There was one particularly sunshiny little bed that might have been full of fruits and vegetables as well as flowers, only it wouldn't take any pains, and when the man sowed, well, we'll say melons in this bed, they came to nothing because the little bed neglected them. The man was sorry and kept on trying, though every time the crop failed, all the bed said was, I forgot. Here a general laugh broke out, and everyone looked at Tommy, who had pricked up his ears at the word melons and hung down his head at the sound of his favorite excuse. I knew he meant us, cried Demi, clapping his hands. You are the man, and we are the little gardens, aren't we, Uncle Fritz? You have guessed it. Now, each of you tell me what crop I shall try to sow in you this spring, so that next autumn I may get a good harvest out of my 13 plots, said Mr. Bear, nodding at Nat as he corrected himself. You can't sow corn and beans and peas in us, unless you mean we are to eat a great many and get fat, said Stuffy, with a sudden brightening of his round, dull face as the pleasing idea occurred to him. He don't mean that kind of seeds. He means things to make us good, and the weeds are false, cried Demi, who usually took the lead in these talks because he was used to this sort of thing and liked it very much. Yes, each of you think what you need most, and tell me, and I will help you to grow it. Only you must do your best, or you will turn out like Tommy's melons, all leaves and no fruit. I will begin with the oldest, and ask the mother what she will have in her plot, for we are all parts of the beautiful garden, and may have rich harvests for our master if we love him enough, said Father Bear. I shall devote the whole of my plot to the largest crop of patience I can get, for that is what I need most, said Mrs.